Okay. Today's shiur is 36B. Binyan Hagdaras Mokom by Sachitzon by Sapnimi. So, when it says Kol HaNashim, page 1, Mitamim Bebay Sachitzon. So, the person becomes Nida when the blood comes from the Bayis HaPnimi to the Bayis HaChitzon. In other words, everyone agrees that the status of Nida happens before the blood comes Lavir HaOlam. In other words, the status of Nida is happening internally in the woman's body. So the question that has to be addressed is, where is the exact makom that the woman becomes anida as a result of? As I said, usually it doesn't really matter so much because it's going to come. But the technical discussion, if you look at the picture here on page 26, so the uterus, right, that's the makor, that's the bayis hapanimi. And so the blood from the uterus comes out. Now, so there are two possibilities. There's the internal os. So one possibility is that as soon as the blood leaves the uterus and crosses that line of the internal os, then she's anida. That's one possibility. The other possibility is no. The cervix, as Dr. Fertel pointed out, is really the opening of the uterus, so to speak. Right? It's one connection to the uterus. So maybe, unless it leaves the cervix, the cervix area, it's not going to be anida, therefore it has to cross the external os in order for her to be anida. Now, of course, it was relevant to the question that Rav Shlomo Zalman addressed about if he wanted to put a tube to circumvent the din nida. So if you hold that she becomes anida by the internal os, so the tube would have to go up to the internal os, so the blood would go right from the uterus into that tube. Because once it passed the internal os, it's not going to help that there's a tube later on, because it already is a dinida. But if you hold that the external os is the place, so then it has to, then you could hook up the tube right to the external os, and then at that point is where she would become... That's what she would become anida. So therefore, as long as you put the tube right when it comes, you know, by the external os, so you put it a little bit in, so it goes right into the tube, so it never crossed that. But even though it crossed the internal os, it doesn't become anida.
It's fair to ask the question, like, I don't know if I'm going to use the word simon sibug here, but whatever it may be, like, isn't the whole goal of whether it's internal, external os, just to confirm that it's left the uterus? Meaning, the idea is that if the blood leaves the uterus, then she becomes anida, right?
Right.
So the question is, when has it officially left the uterus? Did it leave the uterus at the internal os, or did it leave the uterus only at the external os?
Right.
I understand the whole judgment of the tube, because if it goes to the tube, you know it definitely left the uterus.
Right.
Meaning, is it like a simon that has left the uterus, and so therefore the tube doesn't help at all? Or is it like the fact that it's past that threshold, and
once it passes the threshold, whichever the threshold is, those that came in just now, please take a look on page 26. We're discussing when does a woman become anida. When the blood comes out of the uterus and crosses the internal os? Or no, it only becomes anida when it leaves the uterus, and then it crosses the external os, page 26. And the nafka mina is when like the din of Rosh Dan Bishroferis. So if it never crossed the place that it makes a need, that it went right into the tube. So if you hold the internal, crossing the internal os is what you makes one anida, then the tube has to be put in further into the internal os, so therefore it never will cross the threshold of the internal os, and it goes right into the tube. So then when it crossed the internal os, it was already in the tube, so that's already circumvent the anida. Or if you hold that it's the external os that she became an anida, so then the tube has to be put in a little further into the external os, so then that when it goes into the, before it gets to cross the opening of the external, you know, where the external os is, so then it already was in the tube. Because the... Yeah, but it's a big nafkamina for this discussion, because if you put the tube into the external os, and you know, and you don't put it further in, and she becomes an either by the internal os, then it's finished already. Then you don't get the heter. Understand? Yeah. I mean, when they did this Eitzah, no, just.
Has this
been actualized, this idea? I don't know if it was. You know, but it'll still have other ramifications, as we'll see. But just to know what is the when we say you become a nida when it comes from the bayis hapnimi to the bayis achitzon, where exactly is the bayis achitzon begin? Does the bayis achitzon begin by the internal os, or does it begin by the external os? The internal os is the opening of the uterus. Now the cervix is really a continuation of the uterus, you know, it's just the mouth of the uterus. So maybe one could say that until it comes out of the whole cervix area, then she's not an idiot yet. So if you would put the tube in further in, it would be a mutter.
What should we talk about? For what operation?
What we discussed, like, were you here last time? When we discussed the Shtur first, Dam before Shtur first.
That's in Maisa what medical operation?
We'll talk about it, we'll get to it. Okay? Now, your question?
Yeah, Russell explained to me, he said, he reminded me, he needs to touch Bisara, right?
Right.
That was the question, because I didn't understand him. If I could just vacuum it out of the, if I could take it out some other way, let's say not, that you could do a surgery and take it out the other way, let's say, for example, the blood. So that would also accomplish this. I was just wondering, if it needs to touch
Bisara, right. So what's Bisara?
Right.
So is Bisara already starts after the internal os?
Right.
So therefore, if you put the tube right going into the internal os, so when it came out of the uterus, it went right into the tube, so it never touched the Bisara. But if you hold the Bisara is not till it leaves the external os in the vaginal canal, so then the tube doesn't have to be placed so far in. It just has to be placed going into the external os, and then it'll go into the tube. So never be bibsara, which is the vaginal canal. So that's a big difference. Again, practically in most cases, on a regular situation of a woman, it doesn't...
It's not diminished, but if you say by haros, when she touched the haros.
Yeah, so... So the question is, so where is that cutoff point? So... if you want to see, there is a sefer called Madone Osher on page 18. So he points out the different opinions. Please look on page 19. Take a look first in the Rambam. Make it easier. On page 2. Parakei Halacha Beis. Kol anoshim metamos b'bayis sachitzon. Vavol vishol yotza adam l'chutz el anekar men arechem v'lo shosus hoel v'yotza mibein ha-shinayim. Hareze tmeya. So it has to be yotze mibein ha-shinayim. So that's the question, is where is mibein ha-shinayim? Hareze metamos vavol vishadayim hadam b'psara. Even though the dam is still inside. Shenem adam yozov v'sara. What heichan hu bein ha-shinayim ha-mokum she-yagia Elav ha'aver b'shaskim arbiya. So, bein ha'shinayim is the makom that the aver is going to be. Bein ha'shinayim atzmo kulufnim. So bein ha'shinayim is still. So, what would you think from the Rambam? It has to cross Mibein HaShinayim. So, based on this Rambam, what should be? Which one should it be?
External.
What?
External.
External, because Chor, the Aver doesn't reach into the cervix. Right?
I learned from another view that they said the other view was wrong because they said that the finger can't reach the finger.
Yeah. So if you'll take a look, now let's go back to the Sefer Madani Asher. He just says it over very clearly. Take a look on page 19, in the first column. Dasa Sovrim Zvein Ishinayim Heim B'Tzovah HaRechem. Zeh Loshon HaRambam. Moshul chacham v'isha harechem shabu hanotzer havlagu nikra makor. The uterus is the makor who shadam manida v'zov v'yotzi menekar moso cheder l'fishu l'fnai v'lefnim. V'tzav harechem kulo mokom ha'oruch shem kabeis rosho b'shas ha'ibor k'deish l'ipol havlag v'niftach harbi b'shas leid akar moso prozdor. Shar beiser v'shas gemar bi ha'even nichnas l'prozdor v'ino magia ad Rosh Hashem Bifnim, Al Rochem Menem, Ma'ad and Fish, et Spos. Weird Deve Ram, Nechku Achron. So he says like this, Hagon, Ravel's Katz, who's the Sma and the Prisha, B'shei Losho Shehuva, B'shut Habach, B'shut Masas Bin Yomin, Hevin, B'ram, the Prozdor, Hainuma, Shechavar, M'churim, K'yom Tzovar HaRechem. U'dvar B'shaz Gemar B'ya, Ha'evin Nichnas Atoch HaPeh, L'achitzoni, Shall tzovah rechem mokum hagasa even lufnim maskil mokum bein hashinayim at peapnimi shall tzovah. So he's assuming the ravelts, the sma, and that where does she become a nida? Internal us. And he's assuming that what? That B'shas Gemar Bia, the Aver, comes into the cervix. So, Mimela, the internal anus is the Bein HaShinayim. So that's why he asked the Kasha, the Sma, Alkein Hiksha, third line, second column, Eich Osim B'dikas Shroferes, Hare B'dikas Zutzarech Lomo An Mokom Shasham Ashdosh, Mekoshim Lom Hachnis Es HaMokchol An Lasham Ki Oso Atzavar Hu Nistam Har Bein Meod Afil Rosh Hachitzon U'Vodoch Godol Tuchal Machnis Sham Etz Ve'Eich Hichta. So, V'gan Eich Tasad B'dikas Zaynikim. B'dikas Shroferes is a case when it's Roda Machmas Tashmish, we're not sure, so you take a shoferis to check. We didn't talk. So, but furthermore, he says, how are you going to do the bedikas? Because if the bedikas, lechora, have to be done internally, So if she becomes a nida already by the internal as, so you're not going to get that far. So there could be some dam that's hanging around in the cervix area that's already dam nida because it came from out of the internal as.
And if you did get that far, then you should become
So the Bach agrees that in Echanami, she becomes a need over there. Rambam there again king he divya should has some sulfur. Shavi is divya no the beauty, shukhich, shagoshah. So he says that the has some sulfur also says that. Shavi is divya no the beauty, shukhich, shagoshah, hainu zivas doverlach. Mashem mitavis besor yofina, shedogish besor yofina, shemetamba befnim vachutz, the hainu vice achitza. So he says an unbelievable thing. He says the Chasam Sofer held that you become a nida when the blood comes out of courses the internal os. The Noda Yehuda held what? It crosses what? External as. So he said it like this, the Noda Yehuda is l'shitasa. Because we said, remember the day one, we have three shitas. What's hargasha? Is it psichas pi amakor, zivas dovelach, or is nazea gufa? So if you hold, you become a nida with the when the blood comes out of the cervix, so then it can't be. In other words, when we talk about psichas pi hamakor, that's clearly the internal us, right? So that's the internal us. So, but if she's not a nida at that point by the internal us, so that can't be the hargasha. So then, what other hargasha is left? If she only becomes a nida when it comes out of the external us. So, you're not going to have psichas pi hamakor over there, because the psichas pi hamakor is only the internal thing is opening, because that's where the blood is coming out. So the only possibility it could be is zivas davarlach, that you could have the sensation of feeling it when it comes out of the. So it's the Noda Yehuda l'shitaso and the Chasam Sofer l'shitaso, because the Chasam Sofer holds that what, that when does she become anida, which us. The internal us. So that's where you need the hargasha. So then it could be the psichas pi hamakor. So it's beautiful. Now we went full circle now from the beginning of the year.
Yeah, it's also the shitaso, also if you have to go all the way up to the internal us to check, so when do you come and need it right then and there? Because you open up with enough for a finger.
We didn't get to that yet.
So the chasm sof, we hold that it's psichas pi hamakor is the trigger.
Right, because he holds you become a nida when
internal. Right.
So therefore, that's where you need to have the hargasha.
Right.
But according to Noda Yehuda, you become a nida when the blood comes from the external, and there's no psichas piha over there because it doesn't open more. So it must be that what? That it must be it's the sensation of either the blood as it's going on to, you know, the question of, is it the whole vaginal tract or is it just that one area that it crosses, whatever. So that's in other words, the Shulhabach is over here, and the Chasam Sofer and the Noda Yehuda is. But that's the basic idea. What I just that's what he writes over here, on page 6. Achzera isi divrei Noda Yehuda shekosuf nerali shlokadasak. So it must be that it's that that's the case. Okay, so that's the machlokas. So it's a machlokas between the Noda Behuda and the Chasam Sofer. And the Chasam Sofer fits together with who? With the Bach and the Sma. And what did Rav Shlomo Zalman hold? On page 20, third column, page 20. The bottom of the third column of page 20. Hagon Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Mekutra Sosheferes, and Hakotzav Mochiach, Psichas HaKever, Hainu, HaPeh HaChitzoni.
No.
Psichas HaKever, Hainu, HaPeh HaChitzoni, Mimash HaTira, Poskim, Shenekar, Mokom, Komu, Mishum, Shein, Kedef, Riyah. The rechmatzu ain't no fill yet. If you have a carlo, if you have a mocker, we can put the gum sova her rechm nikra b'shei mocker. So he says, so therefore he says that wait 1 second. Rav Shlomo Zalman was from the Shita that is the open. Here, let me show you. I think we have Rav Shlomo Zalman here in the packet. Let me see. Here, Rav Shlomo Zalman is here in the packet. You can take a quick look. Yeah, look on page 11. So the Shlomo Zalman held it's the outer one. And the Bosser Shabbat Sachitz and Shamo Shachal and Dosh Pia Kever. So he holds like the Noda Behuda. Wait, 1 second. He holds like, 1 second. Well, Av, Tagosh by Sechon Natami, right? Well, Amchasa Sofer, yeah, Kolak on the Noda Behuda, etc. But he holds like the Noda Behuda. Okay? So that's this Machloikis. Now, so that's in terms of where she becomes a Nida. Now the second discussion.
So he holds that the Shema Peres only has to reach the external loss.
Right. So it's easier.
Right.
In other words, it's easier.
The Shema Peres was his whole Eitzel.
No, because if you're going to have to put this tube in, it's much easier if you just have to fasten it to the external loss. Whereas if you have to now, another nafkamina could be the tshuva. Rabbi Schwartz once showed me this tshuva of Rabbi Nachum Rabinovich. He has a tshuva about if a woman. On page 22. No, it's on page 25 that I'm interested in for you now. The question of a dam on a diaphragm. So normally you assume dam on a diaphragm is going to be dam nida, because the diaphragm is put inside, it's like a bad bedika. So he has an interesting chap to matter it. So he wants to say like this, that He's the Rosh Hashiva in Ma'ale Adumim. He read Ma'ase Shotzia Lachat Hashem Shavasa Tipa Aduma Shenidbuka Betoch. Yeah. I remember years ago, Rabbi Willig had a shiloh, spoke to Rabbi David Feinstein about it. He discussed, you know, which part of the diaphragm had the blood. As Rabbi David pointed out, could be relevant of where, you know, whether, you know, question is it coming from the side that you scratched it, or is it coming from the uterus? But he's saying even if it would be in the point that it's clear that it's coming from the uterus, he wants to say a chiddush, that if you put it in, when you put it in, you put it far in. So if you hold...
So if you hold the external loss...
One second. So he says, in other words, he says it goes in further than the aver goes b'shas tashmish. Right? In other words, if you assume the definition, like the Rambam says, the definition of the bias achitzon is where the aver goes b'shas tashmish, and this goes in even further. So mele, if it hits on the diaphragm, and then it comes out, so then it never went on b'psara. So it's tantamount to roa dam b'shofaris. He says, "Me'ata, top of page 25, the left. Me'ata boru shadayfrem amchas al pit sover harechem nimtzei slufnim sharei ha'eved." Yeah, ina yochel lagia ad sham ina nogeh b'dayfrem olom ficha adam shenikla b'tach adayfrem yesh ladunu kedam b'tach shofer shemer tamal chalakin ina olve shofer shadei dam שנענית בשופר שיוצא מן הקבצה השני לשופר שחוץ ממנו לא יגיע לעולם בבשרה השאין כי בנידון שלוני יש לו חוץ שבאס שהיא מוציאה שנעשם שמד נידון דתי וזדן מלם נגד בכל סלבי סחיצון your question the drip, what about dripping? זה אינו כדי שאדם שנקלד נדבר במשך שבתוך עדיין ואין יכול לזוף עוד בחוץ זה יביא שם ואזלין there so it stuck sticks on it. So that was his. So, but I mean, where it's not going to go. You know, he's assuming what? He's also assuming that what? That it's. I mean, the reality of today is that it's going to. There was the diaphragm. I don't know if he's necessarily working with internal loss, external loss, things like that. He's just saying the Rambam says whatever it is, but Rambam says that the bais achitzon is the makom shashamish dosh. So
the diaphragm
is going to
be further in, right?
So the diaphragm is going to be further in where the aver gets.
What does the diaphragm do again?
It stops the semen from.
Right, it has to be further in.
Yeah. So it stops the semen from fertilizing the egg. So the egg is in further in. The semen is here. So like Rabbi Bai said from a henkin, it's a mechitza. So that's his. I don't know if it's the general assumption. Because it could be that what the Ava gets today is not, you know. In other words, to say that we're done with the Ava is only because the Ava that Chazal were working with, you know, got to a certain point in the. Whereas it shouldn't be a din in the aver. What does it have to do with the aver? The aver is just giving you a simon of where it is. It's not an arbitrary place that's somewhere in the. It makes sense. It's either going to be the internal loss or the external loss because that's the makor. So you say the internal loss is the ikar makor is inside. Then it leaves the internal loss. So in other words, the cervix area is like mashal mahadovadoma. Like you come out of this building, right? So there's like a little foyer to lead you out. You know, like in a house, you have a foyer in, a foyer out. So, you know, like you have the two doors here and then you go out. So that's what the cervix area is, the foyer out. It's still part of the, so where does the need to come? When you go from inside into the, into that foyer that's already considered out? Well, no, it has to get out of the foyer. If it's just into the avergat, and it's not necessarily, so if...
The Chazal said it was, didn't mean they gave a shear based on where they were against it.
Right.
Presumably, so, if it had to be passed...
But it could be that, I mean, where? How far up does the diaphragm get? Does it go mamish against the...
wall of the universe?
Yeah, no? What does it say in your phone? What is that the phone?
But the hashar of Chazal, meaning, let's say they don't work in the interim because they didn't know, whatever, but it can't be internal. That's like too far.
Right.
Don't say that Avery gets, okay. Maybe
right, so they assume, those that said the other way, we're assuming that we said before, that the Avery gets...
Well, it should be...
Gets all the way to the universe?
Yeah, that was the assumption of the... Those are two ways of learning the Rambam. We said that was what the...
It's not accessible in some
things.
It's a scientific thing that they can say.
Yeah, look. I mean,
I don't know. Like, is there even room? I don't know what they... What are you talking about? Is it like...
Okay. You look at the diaphragm. Where exactly does it get until...
It says the opening to the uterus.
The what?
The opening to the uterus.
Meaning?
You gotta be down there.
What does that mean? It means...
We want to wear the diaphragm place.
Let me type in.
Yeah.
External, internal.
No. Where? Opening of the uterus, I mean, it could be, they mean the...
No, just maybe type in cervix. Where is it?
I'm looking.
It covers the cervix.
It covers the cervix.
It covers
the whole cervix.
I mean, it covers the cervix.
That means it goes to the external...
Right.
The internal.
No, external.
External.
The cervix.
It covers the opening of the cervix.
Opening of the cervix is the external us.
Right.
Okay, so that's his word. So that's what he says. It's a chap. So he says, so when the...
If you pass it as external us, then this definitely makes sense.
Right.
No, I thought he had internal us, so that it doesn't...
Right, so if you hold it's the external os, so then it works in well because it hits right there. If it's to the internal os, you already became an Ida already. So it's not like, in other words, if you hold like the Chasam Sofer and the Sma.
Duck the phone. The Rebbe said the second hits the diaphragm, it's like shofar. So when it comes out of the cervix, the blood hits the diaphragm, that's like it's hitting the tube. So therefore, even the internal loss should be totally.
No, but it's placed. No, but
it's placed by the opening of the cervix. So that means it's placed by the external loss. Do you understand? The external os is the opening of the cervix. The internal os is before that. The cervix is still part of the uterus, but it's the exit. It's the path. So that was his word. I don't know. Most Mora Hora don't assume
why not?
Maybe the Choshesh for the other Shita, that it's...
prevents the sperm from entering the uterus.
No.
That's the external, that's not
what I mean. Well, it's supposed to be called
Chasam
Sofer.
Yeah. According to Chasam Sofer, this thing is not going to work because you already became a Nida once the blood came out of the internal os, and it's only going to hit the diaphragm. So if you assume like that, it's not going to work.
Chasam Sofer assumes that the Eva reaches the internal?
Yeah.
So how much do we take science?
I don't know.
It's also a subjective issue. But
I couldn't just ask it.
No, we know what the facts are today. But that doesn't mean that's what the Rambam, you know, what was there. You could say the Shtanu HaTva, I don't know. You know. But yeah, take a look on page 19. Those that came late, page 19. He says the last two lines, first column. He says Udvarav b'shas gmarbia even nichnas l'toch ha'peach itzomri shol tzov ha'rechem. Meaning, according to the Chasam Sofer. Anything's possible.
Not really, though. I mean,
not anything. I don't know. According to this, man can go to the moon. I mean, I don't know. Anything's possible.
I don't know. Like, is it even possible? Like, is this? Are we like a?
I mean, if you I mean, I don't think it has.
Centimeter? We're talking about. Like, what's the size of the cervix? Like, what are we talking about? Like a vein? How big is this?
How big is the external os? How?
Between the area between the external and the internal os. Like,
how long is the how long is the cervix?
Right, and how wide?
Okay. Call noise. Take the phone.
Talk the phone. Is it a vein? Is it like an artery?
No, you don't need a doctor. You just need a phone.
But whatever the machlok is between the
phone. No, the phones all agree.
Careful with the phone. Careful.
I assume this is a same shiur for everybody. This is not, you don't say machlok, it's for all shavos in this case.
Yeah.
Apparently the
cervix
is
2 to 3
is that 1 inch
wide or long?
How wide is the shoulder?
That's long. Yeah, obviously. It has
to be
2 to 3 centimeters.
Yeah, that's
what I like. In length?
2 to 3 centimeters
in
length.
What about in width?
Not width. I'm not
stretches
it.
But non-dilated. Is it possible that the aver can even go to the internal eye? That's what I'm saying, it doesn't make any sense physically, it can't physically enter into that place. Like, let's imagine, you know, the shtana, whatever it may be, I don't know what can't. Can something get in there?
Right. I mean, the way we have the mitzvahs today.
And that's what we're working with, right?
No, but that doesn't mean that that's what the Rambam was working with. Okay, the kids are. Okay. Now, the two more things that we have to talk about, and now when we talk about psichas, pi hamakor, so what are we referring to? You see, the three things we have to know. Three things, okay? Listen. One is, where does she become a nida? Internal answer. So we said that's a machlokes, chasam sofer, no debuda. And the chasam sofer has the sma on his side. And then Shlomo Zalman is in the Rabbi Yehuda's camp. That's number one. Number two, where we say, you know, the whole discussion we had with the Psichas Pi HaMakor, you know, if you open up the Makor, Eif Shabalo Dam, so where is that referring to? So that, the Beis Yitzchak writes, he thinks that's for sure is referring to the internal. Page 10. So he writes, "Chupanu l'dina came and shabes Yosef l'sviel k'svaras achavas das mitein l'horos k'neged rabbeinu abes Yosef sheishon l'davkim machne shofes v'hotzi d'avlapkan tam shaych lomi yevshol psichas pevel blodam aval blu hotzi klum chem abes Yosef moded ze eno kevin dat t'avlach sheyotzim yatzma mi yevshol psichas pevel." Yeah. So then he says, "Hechishenich and shofel yosef dover gam ken yevshol blodam." So this is, so he says, he heard from a mumcha, the la'ein yishte pios, see, beis Yitzchak, he's Torah Mada, beis Yitzchak, yishte pios, pi hapanimi, that's the internal as, v'hu be'emtza ha'em, achar ha'mokam sheshviya, beis ha'nechon, shamaskel tzovah ha'rechem, that's where the cervix begins, v'ape ha'sheni, בסוף צוב הרחם, במקום אשר נוגע למחיצת האם, בין שני פיוס, אורך צול רוחב, באמצע וקוצר, איזו שתי פיוס, וכן ריצים ספר, פני הפנים מסוגו מוסקר, פוסח בטבע בייס שנכנס שם בניצות יזר, וזה הוא סוגו מוסקר, ופה החיצון אין לסוגו כל כך, ופה החיצון is not סוגו כל כך, meaning the opening of the cervix, is not, ובאיס התשמיש, האם ירד אצל פרוקים למטה, והאיבר יוכל לקנות את קורו לפה החיצון. אמנם פסח הפנימי, אי אפשר לבוא. זה זה קצת כאן go into the uterus. אחר ידי, לפי מאוד לקשום ואפצה, אי אפשר לבוא לחשום אך מרעס הלידה, המשך האם שהיא שפוגי, when she's giving birth. אם קדים דבר יש לא מודהד, אמרו חזל יפשר פסיקסר מודם, חבר על פסח הפנימי. So that he says he thinks is pashut that means the Pesach HaPnimi, because that's really usually very close and when he opened, so that's the Efshar Blodam. But Pesach HaChitzon, so that's pretty much opened anyway, so that's not what we're talking about. So that he thinks is...
So he holds like the Chasam Sofer?
No. Chasam Sofer and the Noda Behuda's discussion was where do you become a Nida?
Right.
Where the blood has to cross to become a Nida. This is a separate discussion. This separate discussion is the halacha we discussed before, that when the rechem opens, there's going to be definitely going to be dam. What is that referring to? So he says that's pashut is referring to the internal as, because that's normally closed. And it gets open as a result of the Noda Yehuda was Mechadish, even if you did something Bibachutz. And the others say only Bimifnim. But that thing that's normally closed, if it opens, Mestama, there's going to be. So that Lechora should be Lekuli Alma.
The internal,
that Halacha. And then Ramosha has a Tshuva where he says his sheet of 3/4 inch, that's here on page 9. Okay, that's the second thing you have to know. Okay. And the third thing you have to know is the following. What blood is Damnida? What blood is Damnida? In other words, is it only the blood from the inside of the rechem? What about if she bleeds, the cervix bleeds? Is that damnida? Or is that toloi in the machlokas? So the poskim assume no. That even if you're going to say, this is a very important point, that I remember Rav Gedali Berger explained this to me years ago, very important point, that even if you're going to say that she doesn't become a nida until the blood comes out of the external as, But that means the blood from inside the uterus, from before the interlas, leaves the externlas. But the blood of the cervix itself, because the cervix itself is bosser, so there's blood there also. That blood, if that bleeds, that's what? That's dharmaka. That's dharmaka. And in fact, so there are two things that you have to realize.
So even
if you're going to say that she only becomes a nida when it leaves the external ass, you don't say, well, so therefore the blood of the cervix is before the external ass, so that bleeding should be nida. No, it means the blood from inside comes through the external ass. But the blood of the cervix itself, which is right before, is not, is dhammaka. That's a very important point. So therefore, the two things. Like a pap smear. What is a pap smear? They take they swipe the cervix. Right? So that's dhammaka. You understand? All the bleeding from a pap smear that Rabbi Branda has on his chart, that's dhammaka, because that for sure is what is not in the uterus. So it has to be the blood of the uterus. The question is, the blood of the uterus has to come out only from the internal or even from the external. But the blood of the cervix itself, avada, is only vadam damaka. That's number one. So that's the pap smear when the doctor takes a test for cancer to see, you know, they check the cells, whatever, so they swab that area, that's called the pap smear. And number two, sometimes during pregnancy, what we call you can check your phone, a friable cervix. That sometimes the cervix the turns a certain texture that starts bleeding. So if it's really coming from that, so again, that's maka. If the doctor ascertains that that's what's bleeding, the cervix itself is bleeding, as opposed to the dam from inside that's coming through the cervix. You know, cervix is the exit. In other words, cervix is the mouth. In other words, the ball is the uterus, and then you have the internal os, and then it branches out into a Pesach, and then after the Pesach is the vaginal canal after the external os. So there are three things that you have to have clear. At what point does she become a nida? That's a big machlokes. Number two, when do we say yefshel psichas kever blodam? That's the Beis Yitzchak, for sure, internal. And the third thing is, which dam is dam nida? That's only internal. That I think is l'kuli alma as well. And so the two things are l'kuli alma, l'kuli alma, and one thing is debatable. Yeah, Larry?
So in all the cases where we say damaka, we're not koshish, there's also damnida in it?
Right.
We're never koshish
with it? If you told Lebema, you see that we have a concept next year, Bez Hashem. You could have a maka in the makor. In the uterus, there can be a maka.
Right?
You would know. Right, so if you have a maka in the makor, so if you have a maka in the makor, it's still going to be tahar. So certainly, when the maka is the cervix, that's outside of the makor. Bez Hashem, next year we're going to talk about different makas and fibroids and
the morning that we did a while ago.
The who?
The morning.
Yeah, what about him?
Yeah,
but Shas Vesas. Yeah. If it's the time she's expecting her period, then yeah, that could be a different story. Yeah.
Didn't we say for granted that if the doctor's going into the internal house, in fact, to the bathroom, they have to put the woman out first?
Right.
So
So that fits in very well.
Can that concept, impact our conversation about the internal versus external house as well?
In other words, that discussion where you quote, you said that by Eifshel Psichus Kever below Dam, and you need, and according to Rav Moshe's shear of 3/4 of an inch, and Rav Moshe's working with the Beis Yitzchak, I think he quotes it, so that's what Dr. Fertel and Rav Brand both pointed out, that would require to put the woman to sleep, to be so deep and so hard.
But it would be in the point is that they would be going into the internal ass, right?
That would be right. The point. That's the Beis Yitzchak.
Right.
The whole concept of the Eifshel Psichus Kever Blodam
right.
is when you opened up the internal ass was opened either by something pushing out from inside or based on another Yehuda.
My question is if we're considering where if the Eber maybe goes to the internal ass also.
If you assume that.
She should be in terrible pain. Does that mean, again, that's
fine? No, because even the people that say that it could get in, no one says that the Aver will go into the uterus, into the internal os. No one says that.
Up to the internal os, yes.
But the whole point that she'll be in pain is only if it had opened the internal os. But if it got into that, that's... Okay, so these are very three important to have this clore. These three important things, and then it could have ramifications, of course, with the medical procedures, and this chiddush of Rav Nachum Rabinovich with the shofaris. Even though, as I told you, it's not either. Maybe they're the chayshish for the dripping, or they hold like that. But the standard. Mor Hora never said such a thing. I remember years ago when I was in Rabbi Willick's year in 81, so he said he spoke to, he had the shiloh with the diaphragm, there was blood on the diaphragm. So first he called Rav Schwab up. And Rav Schwab was very upset. How can you use a diaphragm? So he didn't want to be nachis to the shiloh because, it's a question of abortion. He held you shouldn't be using it. So then he wasn't nachas to the whole question, if I remember correctly. And then he quoted Rabbi David Feinstein, and Rabbi David Feinstein said that depends which where on the diaphragm was it. So that'll depend where it was. It will tell us whether. It was that dam was coming from the Makor, which ultimately that was what Rabbi Willie worked with Rabbi David Feinstein's shot. But this idea is a new chab. Rabbi Ezra Schwartz points out to me that no, even if it's on the port that could be mechuvan connected the Makor, we'll still consider it Rodam b'shofaris. So that's okay. It's interesting.
Maybe it was a case like that the pill was going to be a sakana for her and become pregnant.
Whatever. And then so that's of course when does she become a nida? And when do we see Eifshel Psichus Kever? What's the Psichus Kever? Which part? That is the Beis Yitzchak's work. And then the other thing is which dam is, because the internal, the inside the uterus, there's the lining, but then the cervix itself, but that's not a lining, there's no lining by the cervix. The cervix itself is like there's no lining in my, if I prick my hand, then they'll bleed, just like you prick the cervix can bleed if it becomes friable, right, during pregnancy. Friable, yeah, or if the doctor, does something, or swipes the cervix to do a pap smear, so also that's okay. So those are very important yesodas, and you can look in, and then chap of the chasam sofer that the machlokes don't review, and the chasam sofer is at least of what a hargasha is, because. The Chasam Sofer says the internal as. So Mela, back then he could speak about the psichas pi hamakor, because the external as doesn't have a psichas pi external as. So Mela, so that can only be zivas davar lach. So it's, so it all, you know, so that was the chasim sofer's chap. That the Noda Yehuda is Lashitasa and Chasim Sofer is Lashitasa. He just quotes, he's quoting the Chasim Sofer.
Is that
what
he says all this?
Yeah. Yichach Shmalkis. These are the Gedolei Achronim. You know, like you go through yeshiva education, you never look at a Beis Yitzchak. You never look at a Beis Yitzchak, you never look at a Reb Yitzchak Ochanan. Which I tell you, because the Beis Yitzchak and the Yitzchak Ochanan, who were they speaking to? They were speaking to Gedolei Rabbanim who were asking them shailos. You see, like Rabbi Chon Wasserman was a great person, but his audience was teenagers. That's what he was teaching. So Mamela, most people in yeshiva are, you know, teenagers, or maybe still, even older, but they're still like teenagers. So that learning was, you know, for that age. So that's why in the yeshiva world, most people never stay in the yeshiva long enough to get to the stage where they're holding by Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan's tshuvas or by Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis.
Where did he live before
Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan? Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis, what are his years? And Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, what is his years? And then we'll call.
Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan was killed.
No, killed.
No,
Rabbi Chon Wasserman. I had a Rebbe, my 8th grade Rebbe, was a Talmud of Rabbi Chon Wasserman. He was one of the Talmidim that was there right before he was killed.
Wow.
He was speaking to his Rabbi Avram Gansvi. Wow. Was my 8th grade Rebbe.
1896
is what?
Who?
Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. And Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis?
1828 to
1906. Oh, so around the same time. So he... Okay. Wikipedia. It's all.
They recorded your Rebbe, your 8th grade Rebbe, they recorded
talking about. Yes, yeah, so in Art Scroll, Rabbi Chanan quotes my has his name there. What is it?
How did he get out?
You know, I don't know the whole story. We were 8th graders, we didn't follow it, but he has you know, kids, grandkids.
That, I was wondering who reported that.
Yeah, but
he was an enical of Rabban Gansvi.
Who?
Rabban Gansvi.
Gansvi.
Oh, Gansvi.
Gansvi.
Okay.
He was my 8th grade Rebbe.
Yeah.
In Yeshiva Klapish. Yeshiva Klapish. And my 6th grade Rebbe was Rabbi Shaul Rovner. Yeshiva Klapish. And my 7th grade Rebbe was Rabbi Michal Fuld, who was a sofer, big sofer. Rani Levy knew him, sure. He knows me. Rani Levy.
You said you left after 2 years.
After 1 year. After 9th grade, I left.